This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is dismissing the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying President Trump is mentally disabled. In a speech Tuesday, Rouhani also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no damage because Ayatollah Khamenei has no foreign assets. And a spokesperson for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, would mean the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactics at the last minute, opting for sanctions instead. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran's shooting down of an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential elections, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives Judiciary and Intelligence Committee on July 17th. Democratic chairman of the two panels said Mueller agreed to testify after the two committees issued subpoenas on Tuesday. Mueller has not spoken publicly about his report since he issued a statement in May that the decision was not to charge President Trump was difficult, and that it was not clear he was innocent of obstructing justice. Mueller said if the special counsel's office had been certain that Trump did not commit crimes, it would have said so in the report. Trump has been highly critical of the process, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. Following the announcement Mueller would testify before the congressional committees, Trump sent out a tweet saying, "Presidential harassment." For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and Taliban.
In my meeting with President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah, we agreed that peace is our highest priority and that Afghanistan must never again serve as a platform for international terrorism.
Pompeo was on his way to New Delhi for meetings with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. The stopover came before the seventh round of peace talks between U.S. and Taliban officials aimed at ending the 18-year-old war. They are scheduled to resume on June 29th in Qatar. China is hoping upcoming meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the two world's largest economy, the world's largest economies, that is. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off back in May. The Midwestern U.S. state of Illinois became the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana Tuesday, and the first to do so through its legislature rather than through a ballot initiative. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill into law, approved by legislators.
With this legislation, our state once again is a leader, putting forward the most equity-centric cannabis legalization in the nation.
The law will go into effect January 1st of next year. Illinois residents older than 21, will be able to possess up to 30 grams of cannabis flower. President Trump told VOA on Tuesday that the U.S. was close to reaching a safe third country agreement with the Central American country of Guatemala. An unsigned draft agreement obtained by VOA presented by a U.S. delegation to Guatemala on June 13th. A deal between Guatemala and the United States would block Salvadoran and Honduran nationals from seeking asylum here in the U.S. Most asylum seekers would have no choice but to file their claims in Guatemala. According to the United Nations, in 2018, Guatemalans made up the second highest group of foreign nationals applying for U.S. asylum, right behind nationals of El Salvador. The United Nations says women's rights have advanced, but gender inequality and violence still exist within families. UN Women released its annual progress report on Tuesday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.